Welcome back to The Lawn Hustle. I am your host, Andy Wilson. I own and operate professional lawn maintenance in Newcastle, Indiana. In tonight's show, we have a special guest, Phil Churkin with Phil's Lawn Care. He has 71,000 followers on TikTok, 305 subscribers to YouTube, 212,000 followers on Instagram. So Phil needs no introduction, but I'm happy to have him on the show tonight. Thank you for joining the Lawn Hustle.
Definitely, Andy. Thank you so much for having me. I think some of those numbers were a little bit off, but
probably more than that.
I've got a lot more than on the YouTube. I'm up quite a ways up there, but it don't matter. Number is just a number in the end of the day.
It's a lot of people.
Up in heaven, so.
Yeah. Well, let me start tonight by asking you, can you tell us about your journey and what led you to where you are today?
Yeah, so, I mean, so kind of going back to where it's somewhat important. 16-year-old me, working at Ace Hardware, went to college, just community college. Thought I was going to be a auto body collision and finishing tech. So I did 2 years of that. When the last semester was, when the last quarter was finishing up, I actually got a job at a body shop and kind of quickly realized that I didn't want to do that for a living. So I essentially wasted 2 years of my life thinking I was going to pursue something that I liked, which turned into kind of not even a false hope, just some like a change of mind. So I went and worked at Ace Hardware with small engine repair, got to meet a lot of, got to first fix a lot of lawnmowers, chainsaws, trimmers. And then I got to talking with a lot of lawn care guys. And of course, at that time, working at Ace Hardware, I was making like a dollar over minimum wage, just got married. And so kind of my life was beginning, I wouldn't even say on a rough start, it was real tight. So money was tight, I was using credit cards, I was getting myself in a bad spot with credit cards, and so things weren't looking very good. So I knew I needed to either one, start to find a side job or ask for a raise, which The raise part was probably completely out of the picture. I knew I needed to do something. So I started to talk to a lot of lawn care guys, start to obviously talk to my wife and just see what my options were. And my wife was like, why don't you just start a lawn care business or start mowing lawns? I'm like, well, all right, you know, that's easy enough. So started mowing lawns on the side, established my company. And that was back in 2018 of August 16th, I believe, 2018, I started to gain, you know, a few clients here and there. I think I ended the season with maybe like 5 or 10 reoccurring clients that I would do on my, that I would mow on my days off. And then coming into winter time, I knew, you know, I couldn't quit because, well, in the winter time, you make a lot less money than you do, you know, in the summertime. Even in the lawn care business. So I that spring of 2019, I knew I had to pull the trigger and go full time. And so that's essentially what I did. You know, I built the courage, built enough courage to go up to my boss's, you know, up to my boss's office. Walking up the stairs, I remember still like shaking, you know, and it was like one of the toughest decisions I had to make in my life. And so I told him with a shaky voice, I'm putting in my 2 weeks and I'm going to, you know, pursue my lawn care business. And it's nice to hear him say, like, you know, he actually, I thought he was going to tell me otherwise, like try to keep me with an incentive of like, hey, well, you know, we'll give you a raise. We want to keep you, a great employee and stuff like that. When he, he let me go with like, with peace. You know, he's like, I knew eventually you would, you know, you'd start your own thing and I could see it in you. So, in a sense, he kind of blessed me and allowed me, well, it's not like he forced me to, he's forced me to stay or leave, you know, but he kind of like encouraged me to pursue my, my business.
And so because he was,
I'm like, all right, sweet. So I, you know, I went full time, and going full time was really opened a lot of doors, a lot of opportunity. And I think that first month of going full time, I made like 2 or 3x what I was making in Ace Hardware, working as a mechanic. So
because your boss,
again, like I say, one of the best decisions that I've made in my life.
Because your boss said he knew you were going to do this, that was a confirmation to you that you were on the right path.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, was there a pivotal moment that shaped you into what you are today? Can you pinpoint a situation or an event that steered you into this direction to start your lawn care business?
Any pivotal moment in my life?
Yes.
I guess I kind of mentioned it already, just knowing that, you know, I can't provide for the family working a 9-to-5 job. I need to, of course, just realizing that this is going to get me nowhere was the thing that broke the camel's back. You know, that was the moment where I knew I had to do something else. And so I just figured, well, I know how to mow lawns. I did it as a kid. I think everyone listening has mowed lawns as a kid. And so I'm like, I know how to do that. I was doing that, earning money as a kid. I can do it now as an adult. You know, it doesn't matter. Age doesn't matter. I mean, anyone can go and mow a lawn and make 25, 30 bucks. So that was the moment I'm like, you know what? I need to either quit this job or start a side business, and maybe eventually it'll turn into the real deal. So.
Okay. You're obviously a social media influencer with the amount of following that you have. And I know I'm a fan of your content. I watch it daily. And but let me ask you, who influences you and who are your mentors?
Honestly, I got to give it up to, of course, God. And then also I got to give it up to my wife. She's mentored me a lot. I think that's the person I go to most when I need just physical assurance, physical strengthening. Sometimes, you know, I think we all do, but struggle with a comparative mindset. So I just go to my wife, and she encourages me to just, you know, keep going, keep your head up, you know, focus on yourself, don't focus on other people. And of course she says, you know, oh, you're the best, you know, and all that stuff. So it's obviously like having a spouse that will encourage you, I think, is truly helpful. But I personally don't have like what I would call a outside of this house mentor. I of course got people that I can call and talk to, and just if I have something come up, but you know, I got social friends, I guess you can say. But yeah, if it was one physical person, I'd say my wife, hands down.
Well, the scripture says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing.
Yeah.
And I know I have with my wife. How long have you been married?
It's going to be 6 years.
My wife and I celebrated 35 this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And they say the average marriage lasts anywhere from 2 years or shorter. So you and I both have beat the odds. Yeah. So, and that's because,
too.
Yeah, that's because we found a good wife. My wife's a school teacher. She's from Houston, Texas, and we met right after college, and we dated for about a year, and then we got married, and we have two children. They are adults now, but congratulations on your success in your marriage, and that speaks well for you and speaks well of your wife when you can work together. And it's not easy. It's not been easy for me. 35 years, you know, we've had our sunshine, we've had our rainstorms, we've had our ups and downs. But the key to being successful in marriage, in life, and in business is learning how to get back up, learning how to brush yourself off and work through the situation. So congratulations on 6 years of marriage.
Thank you.
We just came from Equip Expo a few weeks back. You and I both were there. We spent some time together there. From what you've seen at Equip, what trends do you see shaping our industry in the near future?
From an equipment standpoint, I'd say battery equipment's having a big, it's been pushed a lot throughout the years. I think ever since 2019, they've been trying to push battery products. But, I mean, we're approaching 2025, and I think gas is here to stay maybe for, I don't know, another 10, 20 years. And then we're eventually going to go all battery. So that's what companies are trying to push now. That's where I see the lawn care, the green industry going to is a lot of automation, a lot of autonomous, usage of mowing equipment. And, that's as far as like software and equipment goes, I think automation is kind of playing a big role right now. But also, I think a lot more people are starting to, create content for themselves, for their businesses, because nowadays, like, you walk around Equip Expo, man, everyone's got a camera out, taking pictures, recording videos. Like, I walk around, and I don't know 80, 90% of these guys, And so, but I'm sure they have, like, YouTubes and the Instagrams and the Facebooks, and they're posting content. Paid or not paid, whatever, it doesn't matter. But my whole point is a lot more people are getting on to creating content, whether that be video or podcasting or blogging. A lot more people are catching on to that. And eventually, that's going to be the number one way of marketing your brand.
Right. What is another good way of marketing your brand? What do you do? Is your trucks wrapped? You obviously were.
No. Honestly, I don't even mow lawns for a living anymore. I'm just a full-time content creator. So for me to wrap my truck is pointless. I was thinking of wrapping an enclosed trailer. I had an idea with that. Just plaster like free lawn makeovers and kind of show a before and after picture of a property. I was thinking of doing that, but I don't want to do anything with my truck because I'm not really looking for people to see my number and call me because I like 98% of the calls that I will receive are, hey, I have a lawn. Can you just give me a bid? And it's like a lawn that needs to be cut on a weekly basis. It's not a lawn cleanup. It's not overgrown, anything like that. But the way I market is essentially through my content. However, I've only gotten like a handful of local people actually calling me, specifically wanting me to come and cut their overgrown lawn. I've had many people call me and say, hey, you still cut weekly lawns? We're in the area. We watch your videos. We love your work. We'd like to have you on a weekly basis. I'm like, sorry, I'm not your guy.
Right.
So because I just chose to not take on weekly clients anymore, that's just not my service I provide. So, but, essentially, if I do, the way I'm going to market is, of course, through my content. And then also, I had a website before. I took it down because I was just getting people requesting weekly lawn care service, but I'm thinking of putting the website back up and linking it to my Google or Google My Business, which is like when I had a lawn care business, Google My Business was the number one, like hands down number one way I was marketing. Aside from word of mouth, really, but Google My Business really helped me, you know, get a lot of calls and customers and land a bunch of jobs. But I would link those, the website and Google My Business, and then people would go to my website and fill out a contact form. So I was thinking of changing that out and doing like only, you know, if your lawn is only overgrown, you know, submit this form with some pictures and your contact info and I'll get a hold of you. So.
What is it that excites you about the green industry?
I like changes. I personally, just myself, do not like monotony, like doing the same thing over and over again with no change. It's just, it gets boring. So I like changes. I like to see new innovations, different ways of tackling. I mean, there's only so many ways of mowing a lawn, you know?
Right.
There's only so many ways of tackling a property, but we don't know all of them. You know, we might think we know all of them, but then someone comes out and, you know, finds an innovative way of doing fall cleanups that will cut your, you know, hour job to 10 minutes. That's right. Insane. Like, how do I do that? Oh, well, use this machine. Yeah, it costs a lot of money, but you're only going to spend 10 minutes on the property instead of an hour. So I just like innovation. I like change. Not so much. How should I say this? Yeah, that's just what I like. Changes, I like innovation, new technology, so on and so forth. And for me, now, I of course like electronic equipment, like camera gear, drones. By the way, did you get the Neo?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right.
I'll have to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
Because I haven't picked it up yet. But when the Neo came out, I'm like, dude, this is an affordable drone. Like, a lot of lawn care guys can use this to promote their, you know, masterpieces that they create on these properties. And so just this new technology really excites me. And not just lawn care equipment, but, you know, camera gear and so on and so forth.
Yep. How do you define success? And has your definition evolved over the years?
Yeah, success is very individual. For me, success was to be able to live comfortably, and not have to worry about, you know, when my next meal is going to be. Really,
right.
I mean, I wasn't starving, but I actually it was when you know, when is the next payment going to come through so I can pay off this credit card bill? You know. Stuff like that. I hated that. It really like it messed me up mentally, put me in a bad spot. And so when I was able to successfully let go of all those things and figure out the system and, you know, put my credit cards away and never touch them again after, you know, after my business grew and I was making a little bit more money, then I knew, I'm like, okay, you know, this, for me, that was a success, but I obtained comfortable living. I'm able to live not having to worry about money and paying the bills and, you know, knowing when my next meal is going to be and so on and so forth. So for me, that's success. For others, it might be, oh, I achieved $1 million. Oh, I bought a brand new house. Oh, I bought a brand new car. For me, it was just, look, man, I'm just trying to get out of debt. That's all, you know, and if I can, I'm successful.
Right.
As long as I don't go back to where I was, then it was just a dream, I guess, a bad dream, but no, that's success for me.
And what is the core values or principles that you try to live by?
Ten Commandments from the Bible.
There you go.
You follow those, man, your life will be on the straight and narrow. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's something Christian, we need to not forget. You know, we need to stay down the narrow path, follow the Ten Commandments, and let God lead us in our lives.
Is there a mistake or a failure that you've learned the most from?
Oh, yeah, man. I made a lot of mistakes in my life. Done things I'm not proud of course. Said things to companies that I should have never said. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I can't hold my tongue, you know what I mean? I think there's a Bible verse for that. But sometimes, like, I speak my mind a lot, and that's not like sometimes I need to put the brakes on things, you know, put the brakes on my, you know, tongue, close my mouth instead of speaking things, because of course, you know, we all say things we shouldn't have in our lives, and then we learn from our mistakes. That's the most important thing. If you learn from them, then, you know, you don't feel as bad making them. Because now you know, okay, next time someone presents this to me, I should say this instead. And not, you know, just examples, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or, you know, I should have said this instead of that. For me, it's a lot of verbal mistakes, I should say. Not really physical mistakes, except I made a mistake of using too much credit cards. That was a physical mistake, but I learned from my mistakes, and now I don't use credit cards at all. And the only debt I have really is my mortgage. But aside from that, yeah, I'm still making verbal mistakes here and there. And just that's something that you need to polish, you know? You need to polish. And I'm not the best speaker. I hate speaking publicly. I'm not too fond of speaking to crowds. I don't get camera shy, but I get stage fright, you know? And so that's something that I have to overcome. I don't know when, but eventually maybe I will. But yeah, I'd make a lot of mistakes when a lot of eyes are on me. And you go back to some of my lawn care videos, people always call me out. You know, hey, you missed this. Well, why didn't you pick up the trash? Oh, you didn't even fix that cylinder block, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I make mistakes all the time in my videos, and people call me out for it because we get thousands of people watching, you know. I learn from it. That's the main thing.
So that's the main thing.
Then you'll understand in your mind, psychologically, even when you go and edit a video, you'll be like, all right, I made the mistake. Well, before I publish this video, I should probably take that out. Kind of like... There's a popular YouTuber. I was reading a story. He creates like a technology content, but he'll take like the newest cell phone or the newest MacBook Air, and he'll make content around it. He's got millions of followers. So, anyways, he was doing a video presenting this like new camera. I think it was the DJI Osmo 5. And guess what? In one of his clips, this is the biggest mistake he made. He went up to 90 miles per hour in like a 35 mile per hour zone. And he got the so much hate for it that this is what he did next was shocking. He said, you know, it was a minor mistake. I don't feel like I need to have it in there. So I went ahead and edited it out. Without, you know, so I don't have to republish the video. And he got even more backlash for that, you know, so by pulling that scene out. But of course, now it's public. Everyone has that clip and are sharing it across the world. But, you know, doing things like that, you need to be careful, especially if you have a big following. Is, man, oh man, you can get a lot of backlash for that.
Right.
But mistakes like that, man, they're public. They can get clipped. They can get saved. And you'll have no control over who's seen it and who hasn't.
Well, we all know that operating a lawn care business is not easy. It's stressful. Mm-hmm. There's days that are more challenging than other days. What hobbies do you have to relieve the stress or the pressure from operating a business?
I'm so glad you asked. So today, I zeroed in my rifle. My scope. I have a Romeo 5 Juliet 3 combo, and I went and zeroed it at a 5,200 yard.
Oh, wow. Zero.
And I love shooting guns. I mean, I love shooting rifle, pistol, you know, shotgun, skeet shoot, just about anything. That's really what I like to do right now in my off season. Because right now I'm not doing fall cleanups. I'm kind of prepping for winter. So I need to occupy myself with something else to do. So I go shooting with, you know, tomorrow, me and a couple buddies, we're going to go night shoot.
Oh, wow.
Put, you know, lights on our guns. We're going to go to a shoot house and just, like, clear rooms at night. Dude, it's going to be so much fun. I'm just excited. But hopefully it doesn't rain because we've been getting a lot of cold weather here lately. And it's going to drop down to, like, the 40s at night. Hopefully it doesn't rain again. But, yeah, we're up to a challenge. And we're going to have fun. And pray for us that we stay safe and don't make any big mistakes, you know, because at night we gotta be on alert,
right?
Where everyone's at, and so on and so forth. Gotta be real safe.
Yes. For me, after a stressful day of work, especially if I've had a bad day, I've had an issue with equipment or a truck or something like that, there's nothing more relaxing than to jump on the Harley and go for a ride. And just get some wind therapy, and it just kind of cleanses me. So that's my hobby, that's my escape, and I think it's very important that everyone has something that they can do to separate themselves from their business for an hour or two 100%. To refresh.
Yeah. 100% agree. Find a sport you like. I like playing basketball. I go Monday night, every single Monday night. My wife knows this because every time I remind her, hey, Monday night, I'm going to play ball.
Yeah.
And I go play ball, I just get my mind off of work and focus on something else.
Right.
It's good to focus on something else because we can get burned out easily. Like, I even content creation, like, I feel burnt out sometimes because it becomes monotonous. And, I need to find something else to do. Like if I get a thought of, oh man, this is turning boring, I like stop what I'm doing and I go and take a break.
Whether
that be go to the range, go shoot some hoops, go to the Croc Center, run a mile, lift some weights even, you know, or just read a book that has nothing to do with lawn care.
Right.
There's so many things to do in life, you know, aside from cutting grass or making content.
That was one of my next questions. What book, movie, or person has had the biggest impact on your life?
Oh, hands down, Dave Ramsey. I've probably read all of his books, except I just finished Baby Step Millionaires. It's a really good book, kind of a refresher from The Total Money Makeover, which I read 3 years ago, but if people are like, who's the Dave Ramsey guy? Check out The Total Money Makeover from Dave Ramsey. That book will change the way you do finances. But he's helped me a lot. Just his content, his podcast, his books helped me a lot with also having that debt-free mentality and not, you know, using credit card. When I heard that this Dave Ramsey guy doesn't like credit cards, I'm like, oh, man, that's nice. Like, he's got the same, you know, mentality as me. Like, cause a lot of people I talk to, they're like, oh no, we use credit to leverage, you know, we use credit for this, for that. We just pay it off at the end of the month and we get points and cash back. I'm like, that's great and all. I'm scarred. And so I don't want to make another mistake with a credit card, you know?
Right.
And if you miss a payment, you're getting gouged a whole whopping like 14 or 15%. And, plus a fee on top. It's like, no thanks, you know?
Right.
Not my thing.
My wife and I have been doing the Dave Ramsey journey for a couple of years now, and we paid off $10,000 in credit card debt.
Nice.
We paid off some hospital bills, and we paid off our van 3 years early, and now we're on track to have our home paid off in 2 years, and that will be like 10 years early. So we've been doing it, and it works. You know, you can't argue with the results once you start applying it and you start going through the baby steps, and then you get to that point where you're saving like no other, so you can live like no other. And it's been an incredible journey for us. So I'm happy to hear that you're doing that.
Yep, save like no other, so you can live like no other, and give like no other.
Exactly. You know, I want to be able to get to the point where if I hear of someone who doesn't have a vehicle, or they're struggling paying a utility bill, I want to get to the point where I can just say, here's a check, go pay your bill. Or here, I bought you this car. Because I want to be a giver. Yeah. Because it's more blessed to give than it is to receive.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I agree with you. I was thinking the same thing. Like, if I ever, like, win the lottery or something, man, I don't know. I don't play the lottery. I'm just saying, like, if I, at the end of the day, or, you know, when I retire with a good amount of money because I've, you know, made the right choices in my life and invested and through compound interest, just, you know, gained a lot. I want to be a person that gives back a lot more than I am right now to the green industry.
Right.
And the way I could do that was by, of course, doing these, like, giveaways where you completely give away a whole setup, you know, and so on and so forth, like, even, like, maybe even gift a mower to somebody. And not, this is not going to be, like, sponsored by brands, because I know a lot of people, they give away so much stuff. But, Andy, I tell you what, those people didn't spend a penny. Like,
right.
Those, either content creators or influencers, they don't spend a dime on that equipment. It's all donated, right? Well, I want to be the other way. And not because, like, you know, I'm sure I can go and, you know, contact a company right now and say, hey, send me 5 pieces of equipment, and I'm going to give them away on my social media platforms. Like, that's not really, I mean, that's great and all. I mean, you're using the platform that you've spent a lot of time building, but, you know, the people don't know that.
Right.
The people don't know that, you know, you're being sponsored to give away the equipment. And whether they do or not, it's up to the social media content creator or influencer. But, you know, some people do that. And people, all the way, well, you must have loads of money, so on and so forth. And they get the bad idea. They get the wrong idea. So,
right.
But I would, you know, if I retire ever, when that time comes, I would want to do things differently. That's, like, not at all sponsored based.
Right. What, do you have a favorite quote or a favorite saying?
One sec. The audio, something happened with the audio. Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. It's back on. What was your question?
Do you have a favorite quote or saying that you like to go by?
That's a good question. don't be lazy. Stop being lazy. I got to remind myself all the time to not be lazy.
Yeah.
Things I do in my life that I know I can go the extra mile, and in my mind, it's like, you need to go the extra mile, and then instantly it's like, don't be lazy. Stop being lazy. Just do it. That's for me. That's like the biggest thing in my life is just to not be lazy.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show tonight. I want to be mindful of your time. And I believe our listeners can gain some value out of our conversation tonight. So I appreciate you, and I thank you for joining the Lawn Hustle. Is there anything else that you would like to say before we close out?
Yeah, How long has it been? Has it been a half hour? You like to cut yours at half?
We're at 35 minutes right now.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think that was like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, we've mentioned a lot of good things. You know, don't forget about your personal life. That's something that I have been really trying to, you know, trying to not forget.
Right.
We can get so caught up with business. We can get so caught up with social media where we forget that, hey, the wife exists, or, hey, you know, don't forget about God. Don't forget about church.
Right.
Don't forget about your ministries, your community, the people around you, your neighborhood, your friends, your family, brothers and sisters. Don't forget about them, because work will always be around. You won't.
Right.
You know, your time is so valuable on this earth. And we sometimes take our time for granted. We think we have infinite amount of time on this earth. You might not wake up tomorrow. I might not wake up tomorrow. That's the sad reality.
Right.
And, you know, God forbid something happens to us, but man, if something does happen to us and we're on our deathbed, we're not going to be worrying about how much followers we have. We're not going to be worrying about how many likes we got on the post. We're not going to be worried about our customers, and the more than likely the customers aren't going to be worried about us.
Right.
So don't forget about your personal life. Don't neglect it. I'm like, as Paul said, I'm the biggest sinner. I'm like the biggest neglecter of a personal life, and I have a lot of things I need to fix in my personal life and give more time to people. So that's something I need to work on. And I just hope that the listeners right now sit down tonight and reevaluate what their priorities are and kind of think of the things they need to focus on.
Right.
Because don't let your business, you know, consume your life. There will always be business. There will always be content to create. There won't be an infinite amount of time for you on this earth.
Right. You need to make sure you love the ones that love you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And spend time with the ones that want to spend time with you.
Yep.
And I always try to go by family first, no matter what. You know, because my family's going to be here with me when I'm on the mountain or I'm in the valley. And you, like you said, sometimes your customers or even people in your community that you think are your friends might not be there for you when you're in the valley, but family will always be there.
Oh, yeah. 100%. So. And that's why I said my number one mentor, even sometimes the people that you trust the most, like mentors or people outside of your physical home, might not be there for you. So have an amazing relationship with your spouse. It's the number one most important thing. I'm so thankful for my wife that she supports me if I bring up a decision that I want to take and it's a bad decision, she'll call me out for it. You know, and that's what I love about her. She's honest. She's not scared of me. You know, she's not scared of anything, you know. And so she's the number one person I go to, really. But you know, that's why you need to cherish these things. Your people that you love, you know, in your personal life.
Absolutely.
You cherish those moments because, you know, they won't last. They won't be around forever.
That's right. Well, that's some good advice, and I hope you have a great day tomorrow and a prosperous week. And I'm so glad we met each other, because I was watching your content long before I ever met you, and I was a fan long before we ever met, and I watched two or three of your videos today, so I appreciate you. I appreciate the camaraderie and the friendship, and I appreciate you coming on the show, and we can do this again sometime soon.
Yeah, I'd love to. I loved it. You know, today's was like more of a who am I, and you had some great questions for me. I think we can go more in depth on content creation and even drones.
Yes.
And all that.
So. Yeah, I would like to focus on content creation. Number one, because I want to be better at it. And obviously, you are good at it or great at it. And I have a lot to learn from you. And I think my listeners would have a lot to learn from that. So we will definitely reschedule another podcast, and that's what we'll focus on.
Yeah, let's do that for sure.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you. And thanks again for coming on the show. And until we talk again, God bless you.
All right, Andy. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man. You have a great week.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Recording stopped.